Well, it's a time to have a look at some of the things that are happening in and around the University of Newcastle, and we're doing that this morning with the Vice Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Alex Alinsky. Alex, as always, thank you so much for your time and spending a couple of minutes with us. Now, I notice that there is quite a bit of chatter internationally around the university at the moment, with a couple of awards coming at the International Green Gown Awards. Now, I guess a lot of people don't go into their work with the hope of winning awards, but gee, it's always nice to get some.
It does. Good morning, Mark, and good morning, listeners. Great to be back with you. So, yes, these are United Nations awards through the International Green Gown. So it's not just a national award. We had two teams there, our Dads and Daughters program, which is run by Professor Phil Morgan, which is about bringing dads and daughters together for physical activity. And they got recognised with a highly commended award for excellent community engagement, which is wonderful, given that they won the Australasia Award, which is Australia, New Zealand, and of all the universities are there, and then went into the international final and were effectively runners-up. And the other team that was also in that category was our outfit team, which is about female students from our university volunteering to get involved with helping create spaces for disadvantaged women and children. And that was a program run by our head of architecture, Professor Sue Ann Ware, and her team. So they were also runners-up. That was the outfit team. So fantastic from both outfit and dads and daughters.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when you're winning some awards in our region and then, of course, internationally, there's really not much other place to go from there. We're going to stick with the international theme, though, with the Olympics. We know all the Olympic teams have made their way across to Tokyo at the moment.
Yep.
And we may actually be able to see some local designs on a few bottoms.
Well, yes. Yes, it could have that. But not only that, referring to Jasmine Cratchin, who designed the uniform for the Australian surfing team.
That'd be the one.
And she's an Indigenous artist who studied visual design with us, and she's just been going on from strength to strength. You've probably seen some of her work around Newcastle. There's one in Station Street. There's a bit of her murals was shown there, and she's also got a mural hanging in the Great Hall of the University. So her design is very striking. It's sort of using traditional line art with a connection to surfers and the First Nations people. Her design will be worn at all international events, Olympics, World Surfing Games and other championships, which is wonderful.
Yeah, well done to that. Now, we also are looking for another semester two, starting fairly shortly. I believe, Alex, remote learning will be once again a part of the picture there for students.
Yes, it will be, Mark. We're going for the first 2 weeks. We started semester teaching yesterday. And the first 2 weeks we're going online as a result of the COVID challenges. We've got no choice but to follow the health guidelines. So that will be a temporary measure, and then hopefully we'll get back to face-to-face after that. Mark, I really should give a bit of a plug also for two of our students, Rosie Davies, who's from our primary education. So she's actually in the Australian athletics team going to the Tokyo Olympics, competing in the 5,000-metre games. And also Jessica Pickering, who's a gymnast, competing in the trampoline event. Can't help but mention a couple of our other students there for you.
No, you've got to do that. And fingers crossed they can do very, very well and do the place proud in Tokyo. Alex, it's always a pleasure. I'll let you get on with, again, some of those COVID challenges like just about everywhere else at the moment, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Absolutely, and thank you for the station, what you do with the messaging around COVID. It's really important that the university and the community come together, and we keep supporting us getting through this difficult time safely.
All right, that's the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Alex Alinsky, at 2NURFM 103.7.